Morning Watch, Day 4, The Crystallization Study of Jeremiah and Lamentations, Week 5. God as our sovereign potter, making us his vessels, his containers to contain him. Related verses. Romans chapter 9, verses 11 through 18. Though the children had not yet been born, nor had done anything good or bad, that the purpose of God according to selection might remain, not of works, but of him who calls. It was said to her, the greater shall serve the less. As it is written, Jacob have I loved, but Esau have I hated. What then shall we say? Is there unrighteousness with God? Absolutely not. For to Moses he says, I will have mercy on whomever I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whomever I will have compassion. So then it is not of him who wills, nor of him who runs, but of God who shows mercy. For the scripture says to Pharaoh, For this very thing I have raised you up, that I might show you my power, and that my name might be proclaimed in all the earth. So then he has mercy on whom he wills, and he hardens whom he wills. Matthew 9:13. But go and learn what this means. I desire mercy and not sacrifice, for I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners. Titus 3:5. Not out of works in righteousness, which we did, but according to his mercy he saved us, through the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Spirit. Suggested reading. In Ephesians 2:4, we see that God is rich in mercy because of his great love toward us. The object of love should be in a lovable condition, but the object of mercy is always in a pitiful situation. God's mercy reaches us for his love. God loves us because we are the object of his selection. But we became pitiful by our fall, even dead in our offenses and sins. Therefore, we need God's mercy to reach us. Because of his great love, God is rich in mercy to save us from our wretched position to a condition that is suitable for his love. This most far-reaching attribute of God should cause our heart to react to his love. When Paul wrote chapter 9 of Romans, his thought was fully occupied with God's mercy. It is altogether a matter of God's mercy that we are believers and that we are in the church life. Because all is of God's mercy, we have nothing to boast of in ourselves. As vessels of mercy unto honor and glory, we were chosen by God according to his sovereign mercy. The expression sovereign mercy means that God's mercy is absolutely according to his sovereignty. Being a vessel of mercy is not the result of our choice. It originates with God's sovereignty. It is of God's sovereignty that he created us vessels of mercy to contain himself. His sovereignty is the basis of his selection. If we would serve God in his New Testament economy, we need to know that it is wholly a matter of God's sovereign mercy. Through many years of experience, I have become strongly and deeply convinced that everything that happens to us is of God's mercy. All is a matter of God's mercy. The more we see this, the more we shall spontaneously bear our responsibility before the Lord. However, even the bearing of responsibility is of God's mercy. Why is it that some believers are willing to bear their responsibility and that others are not? The answer lies in God's mercy. In Romans 9:15, Paul quotes the Lord's words, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy. Because of God's mercy, we responded to the gospel when others did not respond. We received a word about Christ as life when others refused to receive it. And we took the way of the Lord's recovery when others drew back from taking this way. Regarding his mercy, God has mercy on whom he will have mercy. We are not in the Lord's recovery because we are more intelligent than others, or because we seek the Lord more than others do. Our being here is altogether due to the mercy of God. If you consider how the Lord brought you into the church life in the Lord's recovery, you will worship him for his mercy. Concerning the gospel, the ministry of life, and the church life, God has had mercy on us. How we must praise him for his sovereign mercy and worship him for his mercy. Our going on with the Lord is a matter not of our willing or running, but of God's mercy. Our willing is of no avail, and our running is vain. God's mercy, however, works in a wonderful way. We are changeable, constantly fluctuating. Therefore, we should not trust in ourselves, but in God's mercy. We praise the Lord that we are vessels of mercy unto honor and glory. We now contain him as mercy, and we shall contain him as honor and glory. Regarding his recovery, God has mercy on whom he will have mercy. We are not in the Lord's recovery because we are more intelligent than others, or because we seek the Lord more than others do. Our being here is altogether due to the mercy of God. If you consider how the Lord brought you into the church life in the Lord's recovery, you will worship him for his mercy. Concerning the gospel, the ministry of life, and the church life, God has had mercy on us. How we must praise him for his sovereign mercy and worship him for his mercy. Our going on with the Lord is a matter not of our willing or running, but of God's mercy. We are changeable, constantly fluctuating.